items of interest, yeah.
Okay. All right, good afternoon. This is the Portland Historic Landmarks Commission meeting for March 12, 2018. I'd like to begin by introducing first the Bureau of Development Services staff.
Hillary Adam.
And the members of the commission today here today are
Maya Fodi,
Annie Mahoney,
Kirk Ranzetta,
Kristen Miner,
Matthew Roman,
Wendy Chung.
Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We're not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in the commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. So before we get to our hearings today, we can go through some items of interest.
Yeah. I have a few things, but the first thing I'd like to get to is we have a special guest, Eric Sarens, and he created a document on the McDonald's, the old McDonald's that is out there on Powell Boulevard, and I sent you a copy of that document on Friday. So I'd like to invite him up just to talk about that project.
Yep.
Yeah, right
here. Yeah, right here. And just state your name and address for the record. You have to push the little button.
Okay. My name is Eric Sarens. I live at 7303 Southeast Mill Street in Portland. So basically, back at the end of January, I heard that they were planning to demolish the Golden Arches McDonald's at 92nd and Powell, 91st and Powell. And at first I was, of course, surprised and disappointed. And then I was wondering, how can a building built in 1962 with such distinctive architecture be removed without some kind of public discussion? So I went about doing research in the subsequent weeks, and I finished the paper that I submitted to you last week. And so I was contacted by Brandon, who's one of the planners, to come in and do some testimony, just kind of summarize what I'd written. So basically what I'd found is that this property, the actual building was in operation until 81 as an actual restaurant. Then it was replaced by a new building on the same property. And at that point, it became like a playroom for little kids. And at that time, Multnomah County, it wasn't in the city officially at that time. And so Multnomah County was interested in trying to get it designated as a landmark. But McDonald said, no, we'll take care of that. We'll preserve his playland and so forth. So, okay, fine. A few years later, the city would annex that part of that, you know, Powell area. And so city planners in 1989 would go to McDonald's and request, again, trying to make it a historical landmark. And this was like a back and forth during the year between McDonald's executives and city planners. And the city kept saying, well, this is a rank one, top rank. We like to protect it. And McDonald's said, well, no, it's not that special. We like to have the option to redevelop it possibly. And there are other buildings like that and so forth. So they eventually ended up where McDonald's would bring attorneys and said, well, we don't, you know, we just want to leave it alone. And so the city agreed and they dropped the matter. And so since that time, it's been just sitting there without any discussion on whether or not to be preserved. So once they applied for a demolition permit, there's no reason for those people in the office to say, hey, we need to look at this because it wasn't designated anything. But in my research, I found that this is a very rare building. The oldest McDonald's Golden Arches type design is in Downey, California. I think it was built in 1953 or something like that. I have to look. But that wasn't an original McDonald's Corporation building. That was actually a franchisee of the McDonald brothers. The oldest, from my research, the oldest Golden Arches building that's still intact from the Ray Kroc McDonald Corporation that's based in Chicago is the one here in Portland. There is one that's opened in 64 in San Jose. That's still in operation. They actually built an additional section behind it where it has drive-through and indoor seating and so forth. So maybe the company does not realize that the oldest building still intact is here in Portland. So that's another point I kind of want to make to them and to everybody else that, you know, maybe you guys want to keep this because it is a very special building. They've had their oldest one that the corporation put in place in Chicago, outside Chicago in DePlain. That one they tore down in 84 and it was replaced by a museum, but they decided to tear that down just recently because of flooding issues. And so that replica isn't even in there. So the original one that they were celebrating is gone. And then of course in Downey, there was an earthquake in 94 and they were interested in tearing that or you know, ending the construction, you know, deconstructing that building. However, the mayor and the community came rallied together and they decided to go ahead and keep it. And they remodeled it and it's still in existence. And they even added a drive-through recently to make sure that they could get enough, you know, profits from the location. So basically, I addressed all the concerns from 89 in terms of them saying, oh, this is not an old enough building. Well, back then it wasn't, but now it's 56 years old. They also said that, oh, it's a, we have many of these around. In 89 they did, now they do not. They also were considering, oh, well, we want to be able to redevelop it and give them leeway. And so what I did in the exhibit C is illustration of, I took the drawings that they officially submitted to the city and I went ahead and took aerial photos from other locations and I coupled together a version of how they could fit the new store in the site with the old building still in place. It is a large site. Even their one of their McDonald's representatives back in 81 says, oh, it's rare that we have a site this big that we could keep two buildings. I mean, the number of parking spaces right now is like 76 or something like that, some absurd number with half of them sitting empty. This is a very big property in terms of fast food locations. So I tried to address that issue where they're concerned they can't do what they want to do. And I don't recall what other ones, I mean, oh yeah, one was, it's not a big part of our history. Historically, it's not one of our big buildings. Well, now that a lot of their historic buildings are like either gone or they can't, you know, flood it out or whatever, maybe they're more willing to hold on to something like this. This Ray Kroc in his biography, he mentions that nine sailors showed up and wanted to start a franchise, and he awarded Portland franchise to them. And so the first one that started here, first one was in 1960. That was out in 122nd Glisten Street. That was the very first one in the region. And then they would add several other ones, you know, and this ended up, I think, number 7 in Portland or in Oregon or something like that. So there's the history aspect of that that I didn't realize, other people may have not realized, that connects us to the company and so forth. Admittedly, it's a large corporation, and we don't always agree with what large corporations do, and maybe it's not too much nutritious stuff they offer. But this is a very interesting and rare building. And they were smart enough to keep it back in 81. And I think we should go ahead and try to take steps, restart the conversation from 1989 and see if we could keep it. So that's pretty much what I want to come in here to say. So if there are any questions.
Okay. Any questions? Are you dealing with a local franchisee owner or have you actually been dealing with the umbrella company?
What I did, basically, I finished the document, sent it out last Wednesday. I had three contacts I found on the internet. McDonald's represent various people in the region that I sent. I had sent them emails earlier saying, please don't demolish, hold off for a second because I'm working on something. I sent them a version of this to show them that I had something that I wanted to present. And so I sent them a version, a PDF of my paper. So I'm not getting responses from that, but I'm sure that I could share with the planners, the people I reached out to, and then maybe they have other people they want to contact or so forth in the organization in terms of opening a discussion. See, I mean, I'm not like a, you know, I don't have like inside connections in the fast food industry or anything. So, you know, so I'm kind of winging it.
I was just curious.
Yeah, okay.
Who you've been dealing with.
Okay, yeah.
Have they already pulled a demolition permit? That was my understanding from
your email. They did back in January. That's why the news came out. That's why I was on Coin6 and in a couple of the websites and stuff like that.
So we have 90 days, is that right? Is there a delay, right?
Is there a
they
whole
can demolish no. whenever
Isn't
they
it 120 if it's on the HRA?
It's been issued, and I don't believe that it was that it is on the HRA.
So it could they could demolish like they could be demolishing now basically. Yeah.
Well, I was there yesterday. I drove by, but I don't know about today.
Okay, good.
There's not a fence around it yet.
No, yeah,
okay,
I,
that's a good
time
to
drive by.
I thought somebody said it was a rank one. What?
Yes, that's
Otis.
That's what they were saying back in '89.
They may have removed themselves off the HRI, which has been an option.
So I think that they would be open to keeping this, given some of the other examples, like in San Jose, where they kept theirs, and Downey, they went ahead and rebuilt it, fixed it up, and added the drive-through and the museum and so forth. And again, since maybe they don't realize how rare this building is, I think they would be open to the idea. It's just of us showing the interest and opening the conversation. So,
well, I do appreciate the package that you pulled together. I think it's a pretty impressive piece of research and also advocacy for this type of building. I wish more people would care this much about the city's historic resources to really take it upon themselves to kind of make a case for you know, what some would call commonplace architecture, even though it's not commonplace anymore. I mean, one of the things I think that we can certainly consider, and I'd be interested in hearing from the other commissioners, is developing a letter of support to any of the contacts that you've developed to kind of identify ways in which an applicant can work with the city to kind of conserve the resource. Because I think that's what kind of what one of our other roles, in addition to doing design review, is also advocacy. And so I think that might be something we should definitely do with the consent of the rest of the commission.
I think that's, yeah, definitely we should write a letter in support. Another thing that I was wondering is, I'm just saying this off the top of my head, and I don't really know that this is true, but it seems like I've seen a book about McDonald's and maybe a couple of other iconic sort of, you know, fast food places. But I'm wondering if you have come across anything like that, because if so, the author might be willing to also throw in their weight to support.
Yeah, there was one mentioned in one of the articles, web articles that I came across. I didn't get a chance to locate it or something because it's like a time-sensitive thing. Mm-hmm. But I did locate a couple shorter things, one from 86 where he talks about the Golden Arches design, the architects, and why they did it and where they built them and so forth.
Right.
That gave me a lot of leads. And then there's another one by the same author. More recently, we talked about the Downey location. So,
so you have been in contact?
Well, I have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can inquire. Yeah, I can try to see if some of these other people would be interested in supporting the idea. Sure.
Yeah, I just think that you know, if you can kind of show the corporation that this is serious, good design, and that, you know, we should all care. You do have a letter from us, though, certainly, and I really appreciate all the work you've done.
Okay, so the letter would be something you put together, and you just something we kind of submit together to the company? Is that how? I'm not sure how.
I think we would just send it directly to them with a CC to
you. Exactly.
Or to whoever the applicant was for the demolition permit. I mean, in addition to, or
the applicant could be the contractor in that case, but gotcha. We could look at property owners or get contact information from you.
Okay, I did submit a PDF version to the property owners of my documents, so they should have it. It's listed on the, you know, the permits and so forth, the whatever documents they submitted. So,
okay.
And so, do I just stay in touch with one of the planners, maybe Hillary or someone else, or in terms of sharing information, I could send her the names of the people I contacted, so she knows, and kind of coordinate from that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's, you said 90 days?
I think we should get a letter together within the next week.
Yeah. Right. It's in danger of going down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whoever wants to volunteer for that and can shoot off a letter pretty quickly with the backing of the rest of the commission, it'd be great.
I'd be happy to draft it. and I can snap that back to you hopefully within a day or two. So
cool.
Would anyone like to help?
I'll help.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If there are no further questions, and
if I can just say you've stumbled on something unique in Oregon where, you know, that property owner is the final say on whether that building is historic or not. So just so we're clear, if there was more we could do for you today, we would, but there's nothing within our authority to hold this up, I guess. So.
I mean, I'm surprised I'm even here today. I got a call Friday. Hey, you want to come up and testify? Oh, okay. It's like, surprise.
Well, and I think the company could look at this as an opportunity, because what a great marketing, you know, this is a coup for them. What a wonderful thing to have the city talking about this amazing
resource. If you watch the movie Founder, they keep showing the Golden Arches. The whole movie has Golden Arches buildings in it. So if you are unhappy that people are connected to it, maybe blame the people who made the movie. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, I would just add, it looks like the owner of the property is William F. Bitara Management, Inc. and Gemma Management, Inc. So it sounds like the franchisee, to Commissioner Roman's point, is the appropriate recipient of the letter. Because my guess is that McDonald's Corporation in Chicago, if that's who you were reaching out to.
They have a regional headquarters in Kirkland, I believe. They're based in Chicago, yeah.
Yeah, it might not hurt just to reach out to the owners directly, to Commissioner Roman's point, since they have ultimate control.
Okay, or maybe both, because again, it is a very rare building, and they may want to save it because their company.
The umbrella company may want to put resources.
Yeah, they will. Yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
And we don't know what's in their franchise agreement either, so they might have the ability to influence those decisions.
Anything else?
That's it. We really appreciate you bringing this to our attention, though.
I love Portland, and I like to make, you know, things, special things to stick around, and obviously you do too, so that's why you're here. So thank you for your time.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. So we have an army of records management folks here dealing with a technology problem, but we do have two letters that we need to all agree on today by the end, but we could do that at the end of the meeting today.
Okay.
But one thing I do not want to forget is that two things, actually. We are going to schedule May 21st to be the makeup date for the canceled May 28th Memorial Day hearing. Most of you said that you were available on May 21st. And then we want to try to figure out a day to hold a spring retreat. We sent out a doodle poll with two April options. And on either of those options, we got at least one no. So prefer that all commissioners could be there. So we might have to open it up to different days of the week.
Can you remind us what the days were that you were polling for first?
It was April 16th and April 30th. And that's because those are opposite days from when we have hearings.
So I'm a no on the 30th.
Okay.
Me too.
I am too.
Yeah. Yeah, so I didn't want either of those staged just because
if we can't somebody all make was, it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we might have to look at a Tuesday or a Wednesday afternoon or Thursday afternoon is probably not likely just because design commission calendar. But are you guys open to other days of the week?
Sure, I could meet potentially on a Tuesday.
Tuesday is preferable.
Yeah.
I could do Tuesdays.
I can't do Tuesdays.
Can't do Tuesdays.
Wednesday?
It depends.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I mean, I can look at other Mondays too.
Okay.
But, you know, the further out we go, the further away. I mean, but May is not likely. What about Thursdays? If there was a hole in the design commission calendar, would a Thursday work?
Probably not for me, unfortunately.
No. And not a Friday?
I can do any day but Tuesday.
Any day.
Friday's I know ahead fine. Of time. Yeah. I can arrange it to do Fridays.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But not you.
I could be brought kicking and screaming.
We could twist your arm. Okay. Friday. Okay.
I could.
Okay. I will look for some Fridays just because our Mondays are not working.
Okay.
For the next 2 months, it looks like. Okay.
All right.
Do we want to take a 5-minute break? Or are you guys ready?
I'm nearly there.
Okay.
So I can go through the Type 3 hearing.
Yeah. Why not you?
We just have to reserve a little bit of time for that. Okay.
Isn't this a work session?
But it's a work session, but it's still a continuation of the Type 3.
Yep.
Before you start that, I am going to state on the record, I'm going to recuse myself on this case, so I'll be back after you're done with this one.
Okie doke. Thank you, Commissioner Minor.
Can I declare ex parte communication. I happen to